Michael Tron is here to talk with us, Mandy.
Hi, Michael Tron.
Hi.
Hi. So, Michael, how old are you?
5.
You're 5. Well, that's a pretty young age to be hanging out in the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so since you are a Transformer, I have to ask, hanging out with Transformers and all, what's your favorite Transformer?
Optimus Prime.
My favorite, too. He's the leader. My favorite colors are blue and red. What's your favorite color?
Green and red and blue.
Green and red and blue. They're all ties, right? You can't choose. So I know that we're in a hospital right now, but what do you want to be when you grow up, Michael?
A policeman.
A policeman? Is that what your dad is?
Nope.
No? What does your dad do?
He orders up semi-parts.
Semi-parts?
For people.
Well, that's really nice of him.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael, we're here today because of a big word that's happening with you. I almost have a hard time saying it. Rhabdomyosarcoma. Is that a big word?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because I feel like that's a big word for me, too, to say. So this is a brand new thing. You came into the hospital last week.
Yep.
What is it like hanging out in the hospital?
I don't know.
You don't know? Do you get to play with toys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there like a favorite toy that you have already?
No.
No. Are there a lot of favorite toys?
No.
No. Just a couple?
No.
What's the last toy that you got to play with?
I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember.
What did you play this morning?
Mousetrap.
Mousetrap. And I heard you say that you're a big fan of Candy Crush. Are you pretty good at that game? Yeah. Well, you're a pretty brave boy to be in here. Did anyone tell you that?
No.
Well, you're brave. Being a part of Optimus Prime's group and all.
Yeah.
Yeah? Oh, my goodness. You're the cutest little thing. Well, you know what, Michael? We're here because there's a lot of kids in this hospital that, you know, are sick and they don't feel good. And we're trying to get them to donate money so that you don't have to be in the hospital for a long period of time. What would you say to somebody who doesn't know if they want to bring money into the hospital? What would you say to them?
Why won't you give us some money?
Why won't you give us some
exactly.
money?
Exactly.
See, that's the point. Exactly. You're so smart, Michael.
Have you seen other kids in here, Michael?
Yeah, but I haven't seen a lot of them.
Oh, you
not
haven't.
A lot yet. Okay.
Have you seen babies at all?
Yeah.
What do you
some.
Think? What do you think of those?
I don't know.
Well, Michael, you have a very special situation, the rhabdomyosarcoma, which is actual muscle cancer behind your right eye. Does it hurt?
No.
No? Have you gone through chemotherapy yet?
I don't know.
You have. Your mom is helping you over here. What was it like? Do you remember? No. Was it painful? Anything that you've done so far, was it painful? It was. See, that's why you're brave, Michael. That's a big thing. Well,
that's
Michael.
That's what Transformers do.
That's what Transformers do.
That's why I'm not a Transformer. That's why you are. And that's why I'm so happy and excited to even be part of this and to talk to you. This is so cool right now.
He's just looking at you like, uh-huh.
So I know I'm a Transformer.
Well, Michael, we really appreciate talking with you. Can we talk with your mom, too? Okay. So Michael's mom, Amy, is here with us and talking about, well, it literally was just last week. And just off air, we were talking about the rhabdomyosarcoma, such a long word. What was the first thing that went through your mind when they explained that to you?
You know, denial.
Yeah.
Waiting to hear that that's not really what it is. And hoping and praying with everything we had that once we did learn that it truly was cancer, that the whole process from radiation to chemo to possibly surgery down the line will go well, and we will have a success story in the end.
That's the point, and that's the reason why we're here, donating money so that we can have success stories happen. And it's the coolest thing when you find out that people that you don't even know are helping, and they're wanting to support you and Michael. I mean, we've even heard stories just a couple minutes ago how they love Michael, which is a really cool thing.
Yes, so. Absolutely. The support through, you know, the hospital that we're getting is so crucial in this whole process. The nurses, the doctors, life specialists.
The child life specialists,
yes,
yeah.
Child life specialists are so good. They're there for every procedure, trying to distract him, making it the best possible experience we could have.
So I'm guessing Michael had a lot of questions when he found out what was going on with him. What was the first thing he said to you?
He just is wondering when we can get rid of his bump in his head and what the doctors found and how we go about getting rid of it.
Did this just happen, like, recently, like, overnight, or was it just a slow process?
He started getting headaches about mid-December, and they just became more frequent and around the clock. We used Tylenol and ibuprofen just to curb them a little bit. We got into beginning of January, and his doctor in Barnesville suggested that we go for an MRI. They found a lesion at, it was January 13th, and a CT scan on the following Friday confirmed that this was definitely something that they needed to do a biopsy on. During that last week, between his MRI and his CT scan, he started having double vision in his eye. And by that following Sunday, his eye was completely swollen shut. So when we got the call on Monday saying to come to Roger Maris, we knew it was not going to be a good diagnosis.
I could imagine. And as a parent, I mean, I can't relate so much, but just knowing, hey, your child has cancer.
Yes.
It's not the funnest thing to talk about.
No, I mean, you don't even want to see your child with a scraped knee, and to hear cancer is just the worst thing you can hear. And then once you start learning about all of the treatments that are going to be needed, it is overwhelming.
Well, and the first treatment this happened just yesterday, if I'm right, yes?
He had his first chemo last Wednesday on the 22nd, and then he had his second treatment yesterday.
And as a parent, what's it like to see your child going through this treatment that you don't wish upon anyone?
Yeah, exactly. You don't wish it upon your worst enemy. He's a strong kid, and that helps me do better. But it is devastating. It is very hard to watch him go through this and see the fear and what's next and why are we here again and when are we coming back again.
Do you ever feel like the feeling of, why is this happening to our family?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, why? From what I've understand is this type of cancer is about 4 in 1 million cases in children. It's one of those, how did we get such bad luck in such a rare form of cancer?
Which is a natural thing to think about. And you're new to coming into the Sanford Children's Hospital. What's your experience? What do you feel like of this place so far?
I feel like they are doing an excellent job. They know every question I have, they answer. They'll answer it again and again. They're just amazing. They They're so good with Michael, and trying to comfort him in anything they can possibly do. They bend over backwards.
That's pretty cool. Well, I have one more question for you. You know, for somebody that's never heard stories like this before, especially over the radio, and they're thinking about donating to help children in our area, just children that come to this hospital, what would you say to them? To donate. Like, why would you want to donate and help this place?
Well, it's definitely a good cause. I mean, my sweet little boy here, he didn't choose this. It's, as the doctor said, really bad luck, and everything that any dollar that comes in will help him get through this process as easy as it can go.
Which I think is reason enough to pick up the phone, 478-5437. Or toll-free, 877-478-5437. You can help this whole situation, this process. You can call yourself a hero today by picking up the phone.
And we'd like to thank our hero for being here as well.
Yeah.
Michael Tron coming in to save the day. Thanks for visiting with
thank
us today.
Thank you.
He looks tired. He's a trooper, though.
Thank you very much. It's the 2014 Cares for Kids Radiothon. We'll be back with more on Froggy 99.9.